90s now. You're with Lori DuBose at 8:23 as we welcome on Community Contact Sophia Nunez, who was raised as a migrant worker in South Alabama. We've always said if you drop in, we might put you on the air. Well, Sophia dropped in recently to show us her book she's written, full of gospel hymns, and tell us her story. And I thought it was so fascinating that she should join us. And this lovely lady is here now. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Have you ever been on the radio?
No, Lori. This is the first time.
Don't be nervous. But you have written a brief life story with a pictorial history of your family, and then a couple of dozen hymns or gospel songs. You brought it to me, and I was hoping it was published, but it's just for you and your friends as a way to tell your story and express your thanks to God.
Yes, ma'am. Those books were written because I just started thanking God for all the many blessings that he's given me and our family, especially knowing the way that I was brought up. I can't believe that I'm more than I thought I could ever be.
And your story is inspiring and beautiful, so we wanted to get a synopsis of it. At an early age, you came to Alabama and were raised in the backwood in the Summerdale area as a migrant worker. Tell us about that. How old were you?
I don't remember exactly how old I was, but all I remember just my dad would take us in the school bus all these times to go and work in the fields. And we would travel with it all the way to Florida, everywhere, Indiana, Michigan. And then one day it just broke, but my daddy found this piece of land out here in Summerdale, and he parked the school bus, and that's where our home began. Our home began in that school bus, living there, because we were always working, if it wasn't pecans, potatoes, corn, you name it. So I never had the opportunity to go to school. And one of the biggest things that I did desire to go to school, and I wanted to, but I'm so grateful that I was raised here in Alabama. I'm so grateful that I can tell that story to my children and my grandchildren. I wrote a song about Alabama. And the song to me is very pretty, and thank you for the opportunity that I have to see if that song, everybody could hear it and enjoy it too.
And unfortunately, it's not ready yet as far as being recorded, but you're going to read us some of it. But if you don't mind, I'd like to go dig a little deeper about...
On the song?
Living in a school bus, working in the fields, raising your siblings, not going to school at all.
Nine brothers and sisters. I helped my mom. My mom would be, if not cleaning homes... She would be there from straight there. We'll go to the fields. And then I'll be washing clothes and doing what I had to do. But then here we go. I grew up to where now everybody's grown, and we all started working in the fields all over the Alabama area, all the way to Fort Payne, all the way to Florida, like I said. It wasn't easy. But the family was together all the time. My brothers would pick up hay. If it wasn't hay, it would be cleaning up fields to get them ready to plant.
Yeah, I think we could say this was at least, 45, 50 years ago?
Yeah, I was 21 when I left. When I left Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy passed away in Foley, in the hospital there, and we took him to... Texas, and that's the last time. But my son Esteban brought me to visit this place because I missed it. I really loved this place, and I still remember all the memories of being together as a family, and that was so important to me because it's about families, you know, And that's why I'm so grateful to God that we have we have what we have, especially knowing that He does bless us and there are miracles today. Because I can't believe that I live where I live now, and I don't live in the backwoods. But I tell you one thing, I do miss those days, especially when we would all get up in the morning. But one, I want to say something about, I want to touch on that school. I always did desire to go to school. I always desired, but we had to go to the fields and work. So when we weren't working, we were, it was even in the winter time, I would pick the pecans and stuff like that. And one time, my daddy, if he would put us in the field, they would hide us so nobody, the inspectors won't find out. But when they didn't, when they found out, they would put us in school, force us. And then at the same time, there we go again. My daddy would move us to another place in part of Alabama. And but living in Alabama, to me, was the best thing for me and my family. We can never forget the fields. We can never forget, yes, none of them have education. It's kind of sad to me when I see the children today that when they go to school, wow, the gratefulness of going to school every day, that was my brother's to desire. Well, living in the backwoods with the school bus, we had to go and wash dishes in the river. We had to wash clothes in the river. And that was like, to me, wasn't easy, but the memory's still there, and you can't never forget where you come from.
And this is your first time back to Alabama then in over 20 years?
Oh, no, it's been, it was like, I was, my son brought me in December, and I wanted to come because we just came passing through. We didn't stay that long. And then I wanted to come and visit Alabama and see the city of Fairhope, because I remember Fairhope a lot, and see the city.
It's changed a lot.
Oh, my gosh, it's changed so much. Even in Somerdale, I remember all these trees that I used to climb. I used to just run through the cornfields or run through the fields and go to the woods and climb these trees and sit there looking up to heaven. And this is true. And just talking to this loving God that I never knew about, but I felt His love, and but I still remember when I would just sit there and I would talk to Him. And to me, I'm so grateful to God and to my sweet Savior for the many blessings that I have received, because like I said, I have raised 24 children, always helping them, always there.
You wound up raising, two sets of nieces and nephews in addition to your siblings?
Yes, ma'am.
After you left or during
ma'am.
And after?
So I raised not my 9 brothers and sisters. I was their second mom because my sweet mom had to work hard in the fields. Mary Juarez. I don't know if maybe some people can remember Mary Juarez and Joe Juarez, which he was Joe Cadillac. They would call him Joe Cadillac.
Okay.
And in Texas, when I moved, that's where I met my husband, and I Ernest Nunez. And then I had 5 children. My sister had 3. One of the ones that I raised had 4. And I raised, while I was raising mine, I raised my sister's 3 children, you know, April, June, and Roger. And then April had four children, and then I ended up raising them at 50. I became a mom of a newborn baby girl, Kayla Nunez.
I want to read an excerpt of your introduction into your book, where it says, I was feeling particularly exhausted one Sunday morning after bringing my niece's children into our home. I asked my husband if he would take the children to church that day so that I could stay home to relax and feel some peace by myself. After they left, I knelt down twice to pray, pleading for help, for patience and understanding. As I knelt down the third time, tears filled my eyes. I started singing a song of praise to my loving God. Since that time, my music has given me a way of peace and to occupy my mind. And you now have not one volume of Songs of Peace by Sofia Nunez, but two.
Two.
Plans to publicize one day, or try to get, I know you've got one recorded.
Reader's Digest did reach out to me, and they wanted to put it in Barnes & Noble, but the percentage of it was too high, and so my children, until I can get help in that manner, then I'll probably do it.
You know, I think I know a few authors and publishers we might be able to set you up with. You know, here in Fairhope, there's like more authors and publishers and writers than there are per capita, probably anywhere else. So we might be able to set you up with that. So you had a song in Nashville recorded about Texas, which is now your home that you love.
Yes, ma'am.
But you have one now actually being recorded that's not ready yet.
Yes, ma'am.
About Alabama. And would you read us an excerpt?
Yes, ma'am.
About that until we can get the recorded copy.
Yes, ma'am. So I was I'm here, and like my mom, I always wanted to just go away from work in the fields and going back to the woods, because from the fields we will go in the backwoods, we will go to the fields, into the fields, back to the woods. And this song is almost like it's what he says. It says, "Mom, I'm tired of this country road and that old neighborhood. Through the years, it took me back into those woods, to that old rusted school bus where my daddy raised me. Mama, I want you to know, it doesn't matter where I'll be. Alabama will always be home sweet home, close to my heart. A lifetime of memories that will never depart. Heart of the Dixie, where I grew up, my family history, work in those fields, from dawn to dusk is my story, is my life story. Mama, I'll be all right. You taught me to be strong like those trees I used to climb. My roots help me carry on. If God's eyes are looking out for this whole world, I'm sure that he'll be looking out for this country girl."
Aw, that's very sweet. I can't wait to hear it recorded.
Yes, ma'am.
What else would you like to tell us about your experience and why you're here? This, I could see, and I wish people could see how much it means to you, how the emotion in your face, your eyes tearing up, and when you first walked in, your lovely friends in Fairhope, that actually you were staying in a cottage near their home, and they just adopted you.
Yes, they did.
While you're here, they said, "You need to meet Lori. Let's come to Lori and bring her your book." And you almost went to your knees.
I mean, yes, just Lori and Norm, they've been an amazing.
Jane and Norm.
Jane, mm-hmm. Jane and Norm. They and you, Lori, you've been there for me. I couldn't believe how you welcomed me. As soon as you saw me, you were just so loving. Thank you so much.
Well, to hear the story of how thankful you are to have grown up in a school bus picking crops.
And that,
I think that's a lesson to all of us.
Well, and that funny though, and ironic, I didn't have no school, but I was racing a school bus.
Yeah.
I don't know how to write, but I've written I've published 2 books, Volume 1 and Volume 2, Songs of Peace, the name of the book. And so I know that there are miracles today for everyone. But one of the things that I just want every child on the world that is so important right now to get education. It's so important to have education. Living in a world of educated and technology is very hard for me, especially because I was always the strong sister. I was always the strong oldest daughter. I was always the strong for everything, and it paralyzes me not having school. And I see how important it is. And all my children, you know, my daughter Tina went to Brigham Young University. Ernest went to Brigham Young University. Ernest Nunez Jr. And Edward had his master's in business in Purdue. Got his master's.
Wow.
And Ezekiel, he lives in Nebraska, and right now he opened a bank out there. And my other son, he worked for intelligence in the Army, and now he's got his master's in real estate. So, yes, ma'am.
So they have taken to heed your advice to get that school education.
School is very important, very important.
You are precious, and we thank you so much for having Jane and Norm bring you here, and I'm thrilled that we could make space for you on the radio. We will be waiting for your Alabama song to get recorded, and I've got, like I said, a few friends we'll talk to about perhaps publishing your books.
You can stay with that one.
I get to keep it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yay. All right. Well, I want an autograph in that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
and you. Originally, I think you said y'all were leaving town Friday, but if you're here Friday, please come by First Friday Art Walk and visit with us.
Okay.
We have another inspirational author, Cher Graham, who will be here, who writes a lot of motivational self-help type books and is a contributing author. She'll be here, and we have refreshments. It's just a party in the radio station, and I know anyone that's heard this interview this morning would just love to meet you.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Sophia
Nunez.
Wow. It's a lesson to all of us on how thankful to be no matter what our circumstances are. This will be posted at WABF1480.com if you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend.